Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adeblue talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's softball team. And boy, mission accomplished. You know, what a difference a week makes in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. You start out and, you know, I don't want to say you were a little irritated last week, but at 4-4, that's not where you wanted to be. You know what? Now you're 8-4 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference after a four-game sweep over Northwest Nazarene. Good week's work for you.
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing that we wanted to accomplish this week, this past weekend, was let's just go out there and play well. And we talked a lot about it last week, just playing well, playing competitive, let winning and losing take care of itself. But overall, I think we were pretty tired and didn't play our best, I think, until that last game. But, you know, four wins, we'll take it. I think the girls are satisfied with that. And I gave them 2 days off, and I know they were pretty happy about that. So they enjoyed their time off. You know, last weekend was a good weekend for us, getting four wins, getting back into the race, the conference championship, and looking forward to next weekend.
Boy, the start of the series, though, against Northwest Nazarene, rough start for you from a hitting standpoint. You know, the first couple of times through the lineup, really not a whole lot happening for you. But the one thing that is interesting about softball is what a team does to adjust. And, you know, the second or third time that a batter gets to see a pitcher in the lineup, that's always an indication of just what a team can do in terms of adjustments. And you really started to get after the Northwest Nazarene pitcher. And you actually came from, good performance there to get some clutch hits down the stretch.
Yeah, that was one of the things that we had talked about throughout last week, was making adjustments. One thing that we struggle with, and I don't want to give away any secrets of ours, but I think everybody knows this, is that the pitchers that don't have the pop, the heat, the speed, boy, we are impatient. And we want to pull everything, and I've tried to get them out of that mindset. Didn't work for us those first couple innings, and I think through the first four or five innings we had one hit, and that was off of a bunt single. Everything else was, we were being way too impatient in the batter's box. They were setting us up very well. Give credit to their pitchers. I mean, they throw us inside, we pull the ball foul twice, and they throw us outside, and either we'd strike out looking, pop up, hit a weak ground ball, or swing and miss altogether. So I credit their pitching staff for keeping us off balance. They did a really good job against us. Towards the end of the game, though, it seemed to start clicking. Some of the things that were happening were we were making those adjustments. And, you know, I told them, you know, let's be aggressive, but aggressive in the zone. They started being aggressive with a certain amount of patience to let the ball get to them. And Stevie Howard came up big with that. You know, she's moved into the leadoff spot for us, and she hit that triple. And I think that just kind of set everybody off that, okay, yeah, opposite field is the way to go rather than trying to pull everything. And people just followed her lead. And, you know, credit Stevie for getting that important hit. And I think that was kind of the catalyst. That's what pushed everybody forward and showed everybody that, yeah, be patient and things will work out for us.
I think people have a tough time getting their brain wrapped around that. And I'll be, you know, I've watched softball for years, and I'll be honest with you, it's tough for me too. I'm sitting there behind the, you know, I always sit behind the catcher because I like to see what the pitchers are doing. You know, it's easy to, you know, going back to like Elisa Moore, who you had last year as a pitcher, or certainly a Casey Condor, easy to see why batters can't hit them. I mean, they've got great stuff, and, you know, they just look wicked out there. Sometimes you see a pitcher and you're just thinking, what is our problem here? But there's a lot more to pitching than just throwing flamers, isn't there? There's the ability to change speeds, obviously, moving around in location. You don't always have to be overpowering to be effective. And give the Crusaders some credit. Certainly, at least early in the ball games, they had some success with that.
That's exactly right. When we, our mentality is aggressive in the zone. If we see a pitch in the zone, in the strike zone, we're going to put a good swing on it. I think that would be the scouting report against us, is if you have a pitcher that doesn't overpower hitters, that can't strike a bunch of people out, then the object is to get a positive result for your defense. How you do that is you get ahead of the hitter. You throw an aggressive hitter something inside and try and get them to pull that ball foul so that now the pitcher is ahead of the hitter. From that standpoint, things change a little bit throughout the at-bat, that you can go back to that inside pitch, get an aggressive hitter to pull them, to get them to pull the ball foul, and then you have an opportunity to now get them guessing. You can go off the plate away, get them out on their front foot with some off speed. There's a lot of things that can be done to aggressive hitters to keep them off balance. The way to combat that, for me, from an offensive standpoint, is I tell everybody to focus on the inside part of the ball, even on an inside pitch, on a middle pitch, on an outside pitch. If they focus on the inside half of the ball, hitting that inside half of the ball in the inside corner of the plate will keep the ball fair. We didn't do a very good job of that last weekend. That was obvious. We pulled the ball foul quite often. And then inside half of the ball on an outside pitch, you've got to let that pitch get deeper on you. You've got to let that thing almost get past you. We didn't do a very good job of that. So, as you said, credit Northwest Nazarene. They did a very good job of setting us up, putting us in a position to be behind in the count, and then kept us guessing. So pretty fortunate that we did come out with four wins, as good as their pitching was and as good as they set us up. But, you know, some of us made adjustments. We just got to make sure that everybody does that.
I want to talk about some of the individual performances from this past week, and there were a bunch of good ones, as we talk with Tony Stone in the second part of the Coach's Show coming up right after this.
Who hot?
What's hot?
Who hot?
Who hot?
That's right. Who hot, the exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Who hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who hot Mongolian grill, King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's softball team. Let's talk about some of the individual performances, and you know, not just talking about last weekend, but talking about the whole year. I suspect one of the, certainly maybe not from your standpoint, but one of the big question marks I would have had coming into this year was Lindsay Trinari. A fascinating story. You know, she takes a year off last year. You were so deep in pitching. I don't know the full story behind that, but you know, I suspect in most cases a coach wouldn't recommend somebody take a full year off softball to do whatever they need to do. But boy, I'll tell you what, she has come back and been absolutely outstanding, got two more clutch performances out of her this year. Talk about what she's meant to this team, because really up to this point it's been huge.
Yeah, I think, you know, the plain and simple way to look at it is she's carrying us. You know, she has throughout the season, and it is still pretty young in the season. We've played 17 games, but she's carried us. She's the one that has been in the circle that just gets the job done. And I think the most important thing for her is nothing rattles her at all right now. If somebody gets a hit, if somebody gets on base, if the bases are loaded, it doesn't seem to really bother her. She goes out there and makes clutch pitches. She gets good results. And, you know, a little background on that. After her sophomore year, she came into the office after that year was over, and she said she just didn't love the game anymore. She felt like she was burned out. She wanted to take a year off and see how things went. And I told her, hey, no problem. I understand that. I've been through that. I've seen players go through that. And I told her, I says, the door's open. You know, we parted on good terms. Even last year, I saw her in the stands several times. She came to a few of our games last year. She approached me in the spring of last year. She said, I want to come back. Would that be okay? I said, absolutely. No problem. She came back in, started a little slow. I think it was just rust. She was knocking the rust off. And in the fall, through the off-season workouts, just took a little time for her to get back into the groove. And boy, ever since Las Vegas, she's been in the groove. She has been tremendous. And I think if you talk to her, she's probably pretty hard on herself. My ball isn't moving as much as I'd like to. I'm not hitting my spots. You know, something along those lines, which is really good to hear, is that, you know, that helps her get better. She's in the gym. She's, working out more. She is pitching more when things aren't working out. She's developing. She's improving. And that has really shown in the circle. So, you know, as far as Lindsay's concerned, she has just been tremendous for us all year. And again, this past weekend, just frustrates a lot of hitters. You know, they might have a few runners on, but I think she's stranded about, 3,000 of them already this year, because they just don't seem to score a whole lot of runs against her.
There was one game during the whole series that really had me concerned. It was that second game against Northwest Nazarene. You get down early, 3-0. I was sitting with some folks at the stand. I said, well, we're going to score more than three runs. I was confident about that. But Josie struggled early on. I thought she had some bad luck. There were a couple of blue fly balls and things, which just sort of happens. Josie Grotbo, I'm talking about here. But my concern was, with I know you're sitting Condor out for a while to let her rest up. The concern was, well, what are we going to do? We just don't have a lot of depth here. Josie Grotbo came up with a real clutch performance after that. I think they scored one more run, and we ended up winning fairly easily. That's huge, because it's one thing to be dominant a whole game, but oftentimes it's tough to make that adjustment during the game, and Josie did a great job of that. And then, of course, she came back with a great day in the second day where she got the shutout.
Yeah, I told Josie before that the first game that she pitched, I told her, I says, what I'm concerned about is your reactions to adversity. I said, if things don't go your way, I'm leaving you out there. I said, you're going to find out what it takes today how to be a pitcher at this level.
And unfortunately, you don't have much choice, because you're a little thin there. Right?
Yeah, and you know, I have that in the back of my mind, that Slim can probably come in and relieve her. But I told myself before that game even began, I said, Josie's going to start, and she's going to go the full seven. I want to see what she's made of. And I told her that before the game. And I don't want to say it was fortunate or that it was a good thing that they scored three runs in that first inning, but it was almost like it was written that, okay, here's some adversity, Josie, now go out and face it. And boy, did she do it. I mean, she, after that happened, it was like something changed in her. She just shut them down. And they did have some blue pits, and I told her that when she came back in. I said, sometimes that happens. Sure. You might hit your spot, and the hitter might just do a good job. That happens. Or they might get lucky. Don't let that bother you. And, boy, she didn't. I mean, she walked out there, and she mowed them down the rest of the game. They scored one run, and we ended up winning 9-4. But, couple that with the fact that I was confident that our hitters were going to do a good job, that we were going to score more than three runs, that we'd get back in the game eventually, and we did. And, I think that really helped Josie's confidence. And I think that showed in the second day, because as she's, drop ball pitcher, we want her to hit ground balls. That's what was going on. And credit the defense. Josie had one strikeout in that second game on the last day of her shutout. So one strikeout is pretty good for your defense, and it says a ton about your defense, because that means all the other balls are going into play. We had no errors that game. So Josie, I think, turns around, looks at her defense, and says, I'm going to put the ball in play. You guys pick it up and throw somebody out. If that happens, I really like what Josie can do, because, striking people out, that's nice because you don't have a whole lot of runners on base. But, the results, if you can pitch to contact and get good results and involve your defense, I think the defense plays better. I think everybody all around has a better experience. And, Josie's confidence is going to grow from this. And, I've got no problem whatsoever from here on out using Josie in any situation.
That second game against Northwest Nazarene, Kelly Parsons doesn't catch for you. She plays the DP. You bring in a gal by the name of Jenna Van Eikeren, and you know what? We're going to be talking a lot about Jenna over the next couple of years. Probably talking to her a lot about this year. Hits a grand slam home run. How nice is it that you've got the best catcher in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference in Kelly Parsons, and you can give her a rest, give her legs a rest, have her DP, have Jenna come in and put in that kind of performance.
Yeah, that's nice. Jenna's a tremendous athlete, and she's battling some injuries right now, but I think her offense has been something that has been really nice for us. It's a good addition. She's always been a very good mechanic in terms of swinging the bat, but she's starting to develop a little bit of power, which is nice. We've got a few kids that can hit the home run in our lineup, but I don't know if I ever expected Jenna to have that type of power. Now she's developing some of it, and it'd be nice if we can get more of it, but she's a good contact hitter. She's going to put the ball in play, and she's one of those kids where she's just a really good athlete. She's good at just about anything she does. So, yeah, you don't lose a whole lot when Kelly's not behind the plate with Jenna, because Jenna can get the same amount of work in and the same job done that Kelly can do. But when you have both of them in your lineup from an offensive standpoint, that's nice. Those two, as far as their combination of four and five goes, that's a tough tough spot in the lineup for pitchers to face.
Be talking about the upcoming game against Central Washington, along with a couple of individual performances yet to come here on the third part of the Coach's Show with Tony Stone.
Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big beer. Billings' number one award-winning beers. Great food, great fun, and great beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. And we're now proud sponsors of the Montana State University Billings Athletics. Join us before and after the game for great food, awesome service, and award-winning beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big award-winning beer. Right in the heart of downtown Billings. At 113 North Broadway, downtown.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings softball team. You know, taking a look back at your sweep of Northwest Nazarene, there were a lot of impressive individual performances, not the least of which was Kelly Parsons, goes 5-for-5 on the second day with a couple of home runs. Be honest with you, though, I mean, you don't expect those days all the time from Kelly, but you know that any particular day, she's certainly capable of doing it. I'd like to talk about a couple of other performances, particularly one in particular. I think of somebody like a Becca Frank, you know, a redshirt freshman comes in with a runner on third base and hits a deep fly ball to right field, scores a run on a sacrifice fly, comes up later with the bases loaded, hits one down the third baseline, sharp single, scores a run. Those are the type of things, because you know you're going to get those kind of performances out of the Parsons of the world, the Casey Hoffmans, and some of the Stevie Howards and what have you. When you put those younger players in those kind of positions and they respond, I think that really bodes well for this team.
Yeah, you know, Becca, you know she's going to be good. She's just one of those players that you're in practice, you're in a game. She's one of those people that can take over a game. Now, she went through a little bit of nerves at the beginning of the season, which, you know, everybody does. And I anticipated that. I got her a few at-bats when we were at Western Washington, and boy, she was real tentative, and you could see it. And we talked a little bit about it, and I asked her after that bat. I says, "Are the nerves gone now?" And she says, "Well, kind of." Well, since then, I've been kind of getting her in the lineup a little bit at a time to try and build her confidence. And, Whitney Whittemore, with her injury, I thought, well, let's see what Becca can do at shortstop. You know, I put her in the game. I started her that last game, and she was lights out. She had anything that came her way, it was going to be an out. She was, you know, tremendous in her aggressiveness to the ball. She made a couple of great backhand stops, a couple of foul ball outs. She ran down. Just had that confidence about her that, you know, if we can get that out of her all the time, which I'm very certain we can do that, that's going to be a nice position for us for the next couple of years, because with Whitney graduating and Becca taking over at shortstop over the next 3 years, that's a good feeling, because not only can she get it done defensively, but offensively, she sees the ball well, she makes contact, she puts the ball in play. She isn't up there to, you know, swing a big bat, but she can. She's got a little bit of pop in her bat, but you know, with her speed, she can drop a bunt down and get down the line. She's going to be a dangerous player for us in the next couple of years, and I'm really happy to see her play as well as she did this last weekend, because, you know, as I said in the beginning of the year, she was a little tentative and her nerves were getting the best of her. She needed a weekend like this so she could build her confidence, so that, you know, maybe in the next couple of weeks, you know, we need somebody to get in there and get a clutch hit. She's going to be the person we're going to look to for that.
To be honest with you, I mean, I know that softball is all about now. I mean, you want to win now, but if people were able to witness that fourth game where you guys won 8-0, they got a pretty good look at the future of Yellow Jacket softball. You had a lot of younger players in there, and boy, oh boy, did they respond.
Yeah, I didn't say it before I wrote the lineup. I did it on purpose. I wanted to put all the underclassmen in that I needed to have one upperclassman defensively on the field. I felt like I needed that, and that was Casey Hoffman at first base. But everybody else was freshman or sophomore. And with the exception of Kelly Parsons in the DP spot, defensively there was one junior. We had no seniors on the field. Everybody else was freshman or sophomore. And the fact that we played what I thought was our best game, I think it's a look into the future, but I think it's also a possible look at now. That, you know, everybody's going to experience injuries. It's a part of the game. Both Whitney and Stevie have got some pretty significant injuries right now. Becca Frank at short, Ashley Moeller at second. Great job. Madison Smith at third base. All three of those girls are freshmen. Had a sophomore outfield and a sophomore battery in pitcher and catcher. And like I said, I think we played what was our best game of the weekend. And I'm excited about the future, no doubt, but you know that future might be soon. As well as they played, they can definitely add to the depth to our team now, but also fight for some playing time, you know, as the season goes on.
Dadgum, I'm looking at the Great Northwest Athletic Conference standings, though. Central Washington you got coming up this weekend, off to a great start, so it's not like you can kind of rest on your laurels now. Tough road trip for you.
Yeah, this is probably the most important road trip for us of the season. We're 8-4, they're 10-2. Separated by two games with a four-game set coming up. Us going on the road, boy, the storylines are just monumental right now. You know, former defending conference champions against the team that's in first place right now. A lot of pressure, but you know what? I just want to go play ball. I want to go and I want to play competitive. I want to play well. If they beat us, they beat us. Certainly we're not going there to lose, but I'm going to make sure that this team understands that it's not about the pressure of winning going into this weekend. It is about the pressure of playing well. If we play well, scoreboard will take care of itself, and I'll have no worries whatsoever. But you know, as far as we're concerned, we're going to do what we're going to do. And, you know, we're going to put pressure on them. If they can, you know, rise to that challenge, we're going to figure out another way to put pressure on them. Biggest thing for us is let's not pressure ourselves. Let's just go in there and play ball this weekend.
All right, good enough. And, of course, following these Saturday and Sunday games at Central Washington, they'll be at the West Region Tournament of Champions, and then they will return home for what looks to be eight straight games, beginning with St. Martin's on April 2nd. Tony Stone, congratulations on the impressive wins over Northwest Nazarene. Best of luck to you against Central.
Right on. Thank you, Ken.
Been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Tony Stone. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.